Years later, Lenson Ornil would reflect on the irony that his time as a religious man would be bracketed by a single and particular word. "Well, fuck," Ganra Ornil said to her husband Tans on the bridge of their spaceship, the "We Never Agreed to This." Tans looked up from his own workstation, where he had been instructing their son Lenson, age 11, on some of the finer points of shipwide energy management. "What is it?" he said.
"You know that Imperial ship that wasn't following us?"
"Yeah."
"It's following us now."
Lenson watched his father frown, wipe the energy management screen from his own workstation, and call up the navigation screen. On the screen was a representation of all the ship traffic between the outpost of Kumasi and the flow shoal that would take the Agreed to Yogyakarta, their next destination, after 5 weeks of travel. Most of the ships were commercial and trade concerns like the Agreed. Two of them were Imperial Navy ships. One of those, the Oliver Brancid, had just plotted a course that would intercept the Agreed in roughly 6 hours, right before it hit the shoal.
"I thought we were paid up," Tans said to his wife.
"We are paid up," Ganra said.
Tans motioned to his work screen as if to say, "Well, obviously not." Ganra shook her head.
"We're paid up," she repeated.
"There's a new naval commander," Gennaro Partridge, comms officer, said. She was part of the bridge crew of the Agreed. "I heard Sam here talking about it in mess. He says he was warned about him when we were loading in the cargo." "You're telling us about this now?" Tans said to Partridge. "Sorry, we were talking at mess. I thought Sam here told you." "I meant to tell you," Sam here gone, the ship's purser said, 3 minutes later when he appeared on the bridge in a hurry. Lenson, looking at Gon's slightly breathless form, knew his father had a reputation for being a genial captain until he wasn't. Gon was in danger of making his father not genial.
"Sorry, we got busy in cargo."
"Tell me now," Tan said.
"The new naval commander is named Witt, a real grasping prick by all indications. Was transferred out of a job at Hub because he slept with the wrong person's spouse and is trying to get back there by cleaning house here, which means he's messing with established practices to look like he's being effective."
Tans frowned at this. Lenson, at 11, didn't know the particulars of his parents' business, but he knew enough to know that much of it was predicated on good relations with the various local and imperial law enforcement people of the systems the Agreed traveled to. This entailed established practices, which Lenson had only recently discovered, meant giving certain people money and other desirable things in ways that were understood to be not entirely legal. Lenson was neutral on all of this. He was young enough to believe that everything his parents did was, by definition, correct, and also to be bored with the fiddly details of their line of work. But it did seem like a long way to go around things.
"Who told you this?" Ganra asked Gon.
"Sibel Takat," Gon said, "my opposite on the Phenom." Lenson knew Gon was referring to the ship That's a Phenomenal View, with whom they had shared a cargo hold at the Kumasi Mercantile Station. Smaller ships, like the Agreed and the Phenom, would frequently co-rent cargo space on the station to save money. Occasionally, during the load-in and load-out, things would get rushed and certain bits of inventory that started off on one ship would accidentally end up on another. Now that Lenson thought of it, he suspected this required some established practices as well.